April Wine from 1980, Say Hello, on The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy, in for Sam on your Monday.
Former lead of April Wine, Miles Goodwin, singer-songwriter, iconic Canadian, died yesterday at the age of 75. No cause of death has been given, but word is that he had been in ill health related to diabetes. To talk about the life and legacy of Miles Goodwin, we're joined by Miles Goodwin's publicist, musicologist, and Zoomer radio friend, Eric Alper. Eric, sorry for your loss.
Literally thousands of stations that are going to be playing April Wine today. It's just a true testament to that amazing music that that group created in the 1970s. I mean, their greatest hits album is still... I would put it up there with anybody else from the 70s. It's pretty wild to know that these songs are still getting played.
Eric, let's talk about, their standing in music from the 70s. When we think of April Wine and Canadian rock, we also think of Rush. We think of Loverboy. Where does April Wine stand in Canadian rock music history?
Yeah, I think that you would absolutely have to put them up there with the greatest bands that this country has ever produced, especially in the 1970s, where, you know, as you mentioned, artists like Rush and BTO and the Guess Who and Triumph really kind of built the music industry as we know it. You know, it was always there, you know, from the 1930s onwards, but in the 1970s, it just seemed like those artists understood, no matter where you were coming from in Canada, in terms of the geographical moment, you knew that you had to tour this country coast to coast, and every high school, and every university, and every bar, in order to go down to New York and Los Angeles or London, England, and break it big. And that was the game that had to be played, and that's why that they were able to be such a great, powerful band live, but also have that speed to keep creating music over and over and over again and writing songs on the road. And that's where you ended up with so many of their classic songs that I would absolutely just put them up there with the greats.
Oh, yeah. When you hear them this morning and through the day today in tribute to Miles Goodwin, they certainly do stand the test of time. Now, speak to us about Miles Goodwin's solo accomplishments and how his accomplishments complemented April Wine's accomplishments.
Yeah, you know, he was based in Montreal for a long time. And I think he just didn't want to live out of a suitcase anymore. We had a lot of conversations and kind of jokingly and morbidly would talk about, like, yeah, like he just didn't want to die in some hotel room in Kansas City. Like, that's just not where he wanted to go. And I think a lot of artists who have been around for so long, I'm sure that you've had these conversations as well. It's the ability to get off of that train when you want to and make that decision. So he decided to pack up and move to the East Coast, specifically in Halifax, and still toured a little bit with April Wine. They were doing casino gigs, about three or four every single month, but he really wanted to focus on the songwriting aspect of his career and not just kind of sing the songs that everybody knew, but he wanted to still create new music, even though that the band was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and Canada's Walk of Fame. He really loved the fact that he was inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. That award meant more to him than any of the gold albums that he got. So when he was in Halifax, he kind of decided that he wanted to go back to the very basics of songwriting and the basis of creating music, and he found the blues again. And so he created two albums. One of them is called Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues, and Miles Goodwin, Friends of the Blues 2. And both those albums won Best Blues Album of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards, and the first one was nominated for a Juno for Blues Recording. But he just wanted to go back into the basics of him, the songs, and a guitar. And that's exactly what he was able to do and kind of hang out with his family and his friends and until his passing over the weekend.
Eric, thank you so much for your special insights into Miles Goodwin. He will go down in Canadian rock and roll history.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Eric Alper, musicologist to publicist to many stars in this country, including the late Miles Goodwin and friend to Zoomer Radio.